And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. I have a great show lined up for you, lots of events to talk about. I have Pam Berry here, Executive Director of Horses with Heart, and also Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lioness. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
My name is Tracy Smiles, and I live here in Prescott. My 17-year-old son, Kyle, has autism. We don't let his autism limit his childhood. He attends a public high school and is excited to get his driver's license soon. But insurance companies don't see that. They just see that he has a pre-existing condition.
We're in a public health crisis, and people with pre-existing conditions like Kyle are most at risk. But Donald Trump is still trying to let insurance companies deny coverage for people like Kyle. Millions of Arizonans with pre-existing conditions could lose their health coverage.
I'd do anything to protect my son, so it really scares me that Donald Trump wants to take away his health care just because he has a pre-existing condition. We can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Change Now is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Change Now. MakeChangeNow.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. I'm here today talking to the Executive Director, Pam Berry, with Horses with Heart. Hey, Pam, how's it going?
Pretty good, Lorette. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, lots going on at Horses with Heart, believe it or not, right? Even with everything in place. You guys are still doing a lot.
We are. We're back in sessions. We actually started session three a couple weeks ago, so we got riding going 4 days a week. And we're planning for Saddle Up Sunday.
Saddle Up Sunday. What is that?
Well, that's our this year's version of sequins and saddles. So that we can can accommodate social distancing and still get everybody out for a good time, we've actually set it up to where we've got four seatings, limited to 50 participants per seating. That way we can spread out, have lots of room.
And this venue is completely outdoor.
Yes, it is totally outdoor. It's under the cover of our arena. So
plenty of space.
Lots of space.
Completely. Everybody can be spread out. And there's going to be basically it's a delicious barbecue lunch or dinner. You choose your time.
Right.
And there'll be we've got some performers going on, some live music. You got some raffles going on.
Yep. Barbecue from Lucy D's right here in Prescott. Gotta love Lucy D's.
Yeah.
For each seating, we do have different musicians. So there will be live music at each seating. We've got Mood Swing, Darren Mahoney, the Peaceful Outlaws, and the Rusty Pistols.
Wow. So each one of them are going to perform at the different time zone.
Correct.
So if anybody likes, you know, those specific bands, you can go and attend it during that time zone.
Yes, they can.
So I got to ask, Pam, what's on the menu?
You would ask, wouldn't you?
I definitely would, because, you know, there's people out there that want to know, like, what am I getting? You know, what's on the menu?
They'll have to call me when I'm back at the office with my notes.
Well, with Delicious Barbecue, I know that there was going to be, like, two meats.
Right. We'll have two meat options.
Chicken and...
Yeah, aren't we doing the...
Something. Anyway, there's two meat options along with sides. All
I
kinds
promise
of
I will have that information next week when we talk about this.
Oh, perfect. So we've got that going on. And you explained that there's a reason there's four different time sessions.
Right. We just want to be able to spread out, give everybody room for their social distancing. And then we've got to have some time in between each seating to tear down and
sanitize, completely wipe down tables, all kinds of stuff going
correct.
On. So what are the different time sessions that people can sign up for?
So first session is from 11 to 12:30. The music at that session is Mood Swing.
All right.
Big band and jazz. The second session is from 1:30 to 3. That entertainer is Darren Mahoney, local favorite. Can't wait to have him there. Third session is from 4 to 5:30. Your entertainment there is the Peaceful Outlaws. And the final session from 6:30 to 8 is the Rusty Pistols.
So great times. All different kinds of music, too. It's
exactly.
Not even, you know, it's just really different. So that's really great. So there's something for everybody. Right. It'll be a little bit of live music, mm-hmm. a delicious barbecue lunch or dinner, depending on your time that you
right.
come. But let me ask you, Pam, what if I want to support this, but I don't want to stay and hang out? Do I have an option?
You do have an option. We'll let you get takeout.
Okay.
You know, with your reservation, let us know. It is all, we got to have advanced ticket sales, unfortunately, in order to know how much food to have at each setting. We got to plan it out. So we need you to buy your tickets online ahead of time. If you don't want to go online, come by my office, come by your office.
Right, the Chamber of Commerce.
We'll help you through it. We'll get it done. But we need that reservation in advance in order to properly plan out the day.
Right. So takeout is an option.
It is.
It is available. So for those that, you know, definitely would like a delicious barbecue, try Lucy D's and get that opportunity. It will be in Chino.
Exactly.
And so that's a great opportunity to come on out, support a great organization, and also eat some delicious barbecue.
Well, it's supporting two great organizations.
Two great organizations.
You got it,
but
please.
I like to give you guys some props and kudos. You guys are absolutely wonderful and good to work with.
Yeah.
I know this is our, how long have we, third year, but you guys have done this event.
Right. It's a little longer than that. I think this is third year for you.
Third year for me.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm still a rookie. I'm a baby in this. So we've got, and that's, you said it's Saddle Up Sunday. It is the event that was supposed to be Sequence and Saddles, formerly known as Sequence and Saddles.
There you go.
We didn't just change it all.
Right.
It's just we just made it a little different this year with all the circumstances.
We won't have live auction. In the past, we've auctioned off pies at each event. We will have them. Yep, we will still have pies. They'll just be for sale. We'll have a variety there. Jan's got a list going already. We've got blueberry and blackberry and pecan. Doing just we're not doing any cream pies this year.
I know.
Just
that's okay.
It's a little hot, and it's the cream pies just didn't hold
this
up
this year. Yeah,
exactly.
So we're going to just do the pies instead of the normal auction for the pies. You know, they'll be there available for purchase.
Correct. And instead of the other items that we've done as silent auction in the past, we'll have raffles. We'll collect raffle tickets all day. So all four seatings get the same opportunity at the raffle items. After it's all over with, we've collected everybody's tickets, everybody's gone home, we'll draw the tickets and notify the winners.
Perfect. And there will still be some beer there.
Yep. Insurgent Brewing is going to be there with their craft beers. We'll also have soft drinks and bottled water available for purchase.
Yeah, so we've got soft drinks and Cokes and all kinds of great stuff available. So for those of you that do want a nice, tasty beer, it will be there, available craft beer, which is really great. And then we have the, other stuff if you don't feel like drinking a beer.
Correct.
Might be too early or might be too late, depending on the time that you come. And another interesting thing is we'll also have the Shady Ladies, Prescott Regulators,
right,
and the Shady Ladies. So they'll be walking around, adding a little feel to the ambiance. So I think that's what's going to be really great. I think this is going to be a fabulous event. You know, I'm really applauding anyone that thinks outside the box right now, because everything has been, postponed. I learned that new word. Instead of canceled, it's postponed.
We were taught that.
So, yes, and it was drilled in my head. So and everything now is postponed. And so traditionally, Sequence and Saddles, a.k.a. Saddle Up Sunday this year, falls on Territorial Weekend.
Right.
For Chino Valley.
Generally, we're Friday night. We kick off the whole weekend. But in order to spread it out and do the four different seatings, Sunday was really our best option.
And Sunday was to not compete with anything else. The FFA corn dinner will still be in effect. They have also, due to COVID, kind of adapted to new rules, and they're going to be doing a drive-through. And first come, first serve for that one. So that one's going to be on September 5th. From 3 to 7, or until the food is sold out. So line up.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why you guys need to know how much.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We definitely need. So if you're interested in going to Saddle Up Sunday, it is going to be still a fun event, just not 200 people all at once. We're just going to dice it down, break it down, complying with all CDC guidelines. We've got hand sanitizers. We're sanitizing everything, and it's outside. Once again, it's outside. And if you don't want to come, come and do some takeout and enjoy some delicious barbecue. So we've got that. And Patty Lindsay's here today, too, to talk about a little bit about how you guys are kind of merging with this event, and that, what's been unique since things have been canceled.
Yes.
What ended up Patty's section was on Territorial Weekend. I do
the vendors in the Memory Park for the Lionesses here in Chino, and with everything canceled, I had to figure out what to do, and Pam and them said, hey, we can
Plan
use some vendors
B.
up here, and I went, okay.
Plan B. So not only is there going to be a great, fantastic barbecue, but there's also going to be vendors, a little bit of shopping. You can get a chance, to try some soaps and whatever else. But a little bit of normalcy all spread out. You guys
yep.
have great property. And so you guys kind of decided to combine the two in one and just see how it's going to roll this year since, pretty much like you said, a lot of things have been postponed.
For sure.
We'll talk more about how those vendors are going to work and what you guys are going to do. When we come back. So, once again, Pam, tell us how to register for those tickets.
Well, you can go online to chinovalley.org, buy your tickets there, or you can stop by the office, and we'll help you do that.
And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $30.
$30 for delicious barbecue, some live music, and raffle items, and you've got some online auctions as well. So for more information, visit chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain. and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways, and sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, you can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or take care of everything online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. I've got two great ladies in the studio with me today. Woo-hoo. We are talking to Pam Berry, Executive Director of Horses with Heart, and I also have Patty Lindsay here today with me with the Chino Valley Lionesses. And so before our break, we were talking about how you two have kind of merged into, you know, two separate events, but at the same property and happened on the same property and on the same day at the same time on purpose. So that's a thing. So, Patty, you usually do the Chino Valley, section with Territorial Weekend looking for vendors. And
right.
Putting on the vendors. So now you're just going to be doing it.
I'm going to do it up there at Horses with Heart. And it'll be outside the arena. They wouldn't let me have the arena because they were hogging it. But that's okay. Our vendors will be there to support you. And I have quite a few already. Not as many as I normally do over there at Territorial because people are still a little bit hesitant. But I am planning to have like a canopy at one location. 10 feet later will be another one. There'll be social distancing, and I've told all the vendors so far they're in charge of their own social distancing in their booth. But we should be fine.
We've got great space. As you said, we're using the covered arena, but we've got plenty of space on the south side of the property where you'll have your own access gate, and we'll do our best to separate who's going where so they know that they're going the right place. We'll make sure we've got plenty of identification up for that.
So basically, if you want to just come to the vendors section, you know, come and check out the arts and crafts and what's going on. You can completely do that for free.
Right.
If you want to come to Saddle Up Sunday, then fork over the $30 for that delicious barbecue.
And then
in advance.
In advance. And then after that, during their time zone, they'll be able to walk over to the vendors and then walk back to the other section, walk over to the vendors and walk on back.
Yeah, if you have a ticket. Right.
If you have a ticket. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you have a ticket, then you'll be able to go to both sides. So it's really a great thing that just that happened.
And for your time, the shifts are 11 to 8, so I basically set it up from, I think, 11 to 5. That way they would cover, they'll cover most of the...
Most of them, yeah. So they'll be there for the vendors.
The people for the last seating can always come early if they want.
Yes, they can. Yeah. Ooh, good thinking there.
Yeah, so it's
see, we do
be
work
great.
Together.
You've got a great lineup of vendors. But you're also looking for more vendors.
For sure. I mean, it's been a tough year for everybody. Arts, crafts, everything, to have anything happening out there. So if you're interested in being a vendor, you can let the chamber know at chinovalley.org. I remembered it. Or you can call me on my cell phone at 714-651-7648. You can text me and say you would like to be a vendor and where I can send the app to you. But I have to have it I have to have it by this coming Friday so I can get everybody's booth set up correctly.
Right. So, like you said, right now it's been a struggle for any business.
Yes.
And so a lot of these small businesses that like to have, you know, booths out, the arts and crafts time, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen, you know, during the holidays, because those were big events for them. But it is still available. You are still doing something with vendors. So if you are a vendor out there and you're saying, hey, man, I've got, you know, this whole time I've been knitting, I've been doing some crocheting, I've been really creative, you know, while I've been inside my house, maybe this is the time to get out and really start selling your stuff.
Oh, I totally agree. I know we have one of our lionesses that will be a booth selling her little ladybugs. So if you want any ladybugs, come on down. I know that one. We have, Olive's goat soap. So she'll be there with her new little trailer that doesn't get blown over like can't be. So they're going to be there. I don't remember off the top of my head. Renewal by Anderson. I know if you need any windows, they'll be there. But I got a few of them. So, but I am looking for more. And if you know of anybody, tell them to call. And we'll get you set up.
Yeah, what a great way to get exposure for your business, especially during this time. You don't want to get forgotten about. You know, it's so easy to forget about those small businesses because we've all had to be quarantined. We're all in our house. We've all could not come out. And so, really, this is a great opportunity for these small businesses to get out there and get recognized. And it's a nominal fee. What is that fee?
$25.
Yeah, $25 pretty much to have a booth. And you can get there, have your things that you want to sell, because you know you all have been doing some sort of something in there, painting, arts and crafts, at least something.
Oh, for sure. What have you been doing?
Definitely not painting or any sort of arts and crafts is my forte.
Yeah, it's not. I can guarantee that.
No. But my house is extra clean.
I think your house is sanitized from one end to the other.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, what else am I going to do during this time? But I think it's a really great opportunity. So for those out there that are looking for a way to do this, and for those of you that do miss those, you know, looking for that special gift for somebody or that, you know, really unique holiday gift, because, you know, it's right around the corner, too.
Coming up.
It's a really great opportunity to come out, have, you know, see the vendors, and also attend Saddle Up Sunday, because that's a fun event alone. Like I said, next year we'll resume probably to sequins and saddles. But Saddle Up Sunday is our other version, you know, of what's happened out there.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And I do hope it all turns around, that when 2020 ends on December 31st, it's all going to change.
Yeah, but this is a really great event. Like we said, Saddle Up Sunday, and we also have the vendors that are going to be at Horses with Heart. So, and Patty, if you're a vendor, I mean, are you looking for just any but vendor?
Oh, I don't care who. If you want to sell your stuff, go for it. I have no problem. And I do, I don't try to limit anybody, but I will not put two jewelry people next to each other. One will be in one spot and one will be in another spot. Right. I don't, competition, but separation of competition.
Which is perfect. Yeah. And you know, anybody that does Mary Kay or anybody that does, you know, any of those kind of jewelries, like, or, you know, Faith Stuff or, you know, LuLaRoe, any of that stuff, it'd be a really great opportunity for them. Because you're probably looking for how to make, you know, a little extra income right now. And this would be a really great opportunity.
It's the perfect time for you, all those been sitting at home and going, where can I sell my wares?
Exactly.
This is where you want to sell it.
And it's going to be in Chino Valley. It will be outside, so you're not going to be inside in an air conditioner. But you'll be able to have your pop-ups. You'll be able to have everything. And by September 6th is when this is all happening. It should be a lot cooler.
Oh, okay. You heard that.
I heard her say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to make a bet with you on that one.
I'm hoping it's going to be a lot cooler. It's
last
just
week
been
was
like
horrible.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, it's just been really, really extra hot.
The humidity's
the
killing
humidity,
me.
Not having enough rain, except yes. It's been a little bit hot.
It's been tough.
It's been an interesting year.
I feel like I've been in Georgia for the last few months with this humidity, and I don't like humidity.
Definitely not. Nobody does. So we've got, so Patty, once again,
ma'am.
How do we get a hold of vendors and what do we need to do?
Get a hold of vendors at forvendorschinovalley.org. And they can send you an app or they'll tell you to call me, which is 714-651-7648. That's my cell phone. You can call it or text me, either one. And then tell me, give me your email and I'll shoot you off a application and you can get it back to me right away.
And it is a big weekend. It is Labor Day weekend. So just to throw that out there, Labor Day weekend. But we don't know how many, I mean, we know some people are traveling, some people are staying home. We've always had these events on the Labor Day weekend.
For sure.
So all we did was kind of change locations for one and then move the date on the other one. So we just, it's just still the same fun that you would get for Territorial Weekend.
Oh, and we're having BACA there. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be there. So
they're
you can talk
fantastic
to them. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, so they'll be there as well. There's going to be just a lot of variety in the booths. And like you said, this is a great opportunity if you're a small business or if you've been making lots of stuff, you know, painting or knitting or doing any of that stuff. People want to get out of the house and buy your stuff because I'm looking, you know, everyone's looking for that fun, creative gift, you know. That's something that I can give somebody. We've all been...
Give your mother.
Exactly. Or, you know, just... I mean, think about it. Everybody's just been shopping online. So this is a really great opportunity to kind of get something that personal that's not online.
And get some fresh air and some exercise while you walk around on the property.
Yeah. Fresh air, exercise, and you get to smell that delicious barbecue. So... You better buy a ticket, otherwise you're just going to regret it when you're walking around with the vendors.
You never know. I mean, they're saying they need pre-signups, but you never know. They might have a little bit extra. You never know.
Never know.
Never know.
She's pretty good about getting the counts. But, yeah, so when's the last day that anyone can sign up for Saddle Up Sunday?
So we need reservations by the 2nd.
Okay. By September
2nd. So we can give... Lucy D's the numbers plenty of time in advance. And,
And both of these are for nonprofits and for charities.
That's
so,
for sure.
What does Horses with Heart do with the money?
It goes into just supporting our animals, supporting our programs, just kind of taking care of business.
Yeah, and Saddle Up Sunday is a joint event with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And for us, we use it towards the scholarships, and we are really proud to do that. We were able to give out 7 different scholarships this past year. So with any of that money that we raise, we throw right back into the community, and we do some really nice scholarships for the students. And you guys.
Yeah, and that's the same with us. We have a logo that's called It's Not About Us, It's About the Community, and that's what we do. We take every dime we make, we put it back in the community some way or another. With the seniors, with the homeless kids. During COVID, at the beginning, we got something like 70, I think, gift cards and gave it to the bus, and they handed it out to the ones that they knew needed things. Wow, cheerleader outfits. You never know what we got out there.
Yeah. You guys are really good about, you know, whatever, you know,
when we hear something,
you throw it right back into that community, into the Chino Valley community. And it's really great. You're supporting two really, really great organizations just by coming to this one ginormous event. And it's not really ginormous. It's social distance. And there's only going to be 50 people at the dinner.
At a time.
So, but, you know, it used to be really ginormous, you know, back in the day, 2019. You know, you remember when?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're excited that we were able to come up with a plan B and still offer something to the community and not have anything be canceled or postponed.
That's the name of the game right now. Figure out work. Get outside the box. You don't just cancel. Oh, postpone.
Exactly.
Don't cancel. Don't do any of that. Figure out how you can help the people and make them happy and not stay at home all the time.
Right. So it is, you know, it's trying to get your out-of-the-box thinking caps on and really do this. But once again, like I said, you both are great organizations. All three of us are great organizations.
I was just going to say, that's what I said earlier.
I was like, yeah, all of us are great organizations. But you guys really have done a lot with this event and really kind of put it all together. And we're excited to have it at Horses with Heart again. I think that's a great arena, great location. And you guys, like I said, just been busy too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're kind of back to business as usual. With riding sessions going on, we've got volunteer needs. We've got riders that are coming in to check us out. Right now we've got a waiting list for our next session. So it's a great position to be in. Because we are an outdoor activity, it's not quite as an issue.
Right.
You know, we follow all the precautions, masks and distancing. So we're doing our best to keep things moving and support our community as best we can.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Which is, like I said, this is fantastic. You guys got a lot of things going on. Plus this, Saddle Up Sunday. Yeehaw. That's probably my favorite thing to say. And then with Patty Lindsay, you're already taking reservations for anybody that wants to be a vendor for this time. I think it's a really good marriage between the two. So anybody that wants to be a vendor can contact Patty Lindsay or anybody that would like tickets to Saddle Up Sunday, because you don't want to miss out on that live music, delicious barbecue. We've got some raffles, some really fun things that are happening just in a smaller atmosphere. And like we said, it's spread out. You have plenty of room, so don't freak out. Some local craft beer. I think that's going to be really great, having Insurgent there.
Oh, yeah.
Having some delicious beer. And if you don't like beer.
Is he serving our beer?
Yes, I think so. He's going to be serving some really great beer. So all kinds of stuff going on. So for more information on both of these things, whether you want to be a vendor or you want to sign up for Saddle Up Sunday, visit chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. Thank you so much, Pam Berry, Executive Director of Horses with Heart. Thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate you talking about everything that's happening and all the good stuff that you guys have been going through.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to come out.
Yeah, I always love having you on our show, definitely. And Patty Lindsay will be back with more on an update. You got a great update for us for Wine, Bites, and Cruise. So we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain. Big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
American Family Insurance is returning $425 million to our customers. This includes a 10% savings for all current and new personal auto customers for the rest of the year. We hope this does your world some good and remind you that your dreams mean the world to us. Contact your agent or go to amfam.com to learn about more ways to save. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Firefighters continue battling wildfires burning in the Globe area. The Gin and Griffin fires have merged, growing to more than 33,000 acres, 30% contained. The Salt fire has grown to 20,800 acres and is now 57% contained. Fire Information Officer Cindy Wolf says
it's burning in grass and brush, 5 miles northeast of Globe in the Apache Mountains west of U.S. Highway 60.
Several communities, including Wheat Fields and Quail Run, are being told to get ready to evacuate.
We're trying to keep that area suppressed, fire suppression activity they would need, like aerial or on the ground.
All three fires were started by lightning. A 40% chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, 20% tonight and the rest of this week, cooling overnight to a partly cloudy 66 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with mostly sunny highs around 93 tomorrow through Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for brief spot storms all week, cooling after bedtime to near 66, then warming the next 4 days to near 93. The Arizona Diamondbacks host the Colorado Rockies tonight with the pregame show at 6, the first pitch at 6:40, all live right here on KQ&A, with a Thursday matinee this week starting at 3 o'clock. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues in a moment on KQ&A.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with Patty Lindsay in the studio. We said goodbye to Pam Berry, Executive Director of Horses with Heart. And so Patty and I have an update because, as you know, we've talked about this for a few times, Wine Bites and Cruises, a big event that we just did.
Yay!
And I know, and it's past us, it's behind us, now we can relax and sleep. It's going to be a really great time, you know, until 2 weeks for me, but...
2 weeks for me, too!
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks for both of us.
Yeah.
My gosh, we like punishment.
Then we get a vacation for a little while again.
And then we get a vacation for a little bit. So, yeah, so Wine Bites and Cruise, how did it go?
Well...
We paused.
Well,
Mother Nature did come to visit us.
Yes, they did.
But luckily, everyone except for a
couple people,
two people, went through the line.
Yeah. So we feel really good about that.
Yes.
That they and everybody, we really appreciate all your Facebook posts showing all the food you got. They were like, you almost need a box to bring all your food home between the wine, the beer, the food.
It was a really great event.
It was.
It really took off really well. I think it really surprised people because, you know, they were comparing it to like a McDonald's, but wow, way better.
Oh, heck yeah.
And people were, you know, talking about how much food there was.
And the other thing I thought was really cute, people came through and they were dressed up like they were going on a date. Nothing wrong with that.
That was cute.
There was
so many people that were doing that. So many couples did dress up very nicely.
Yes.
Because it was their way of getting out of the house.
That was our purpose.
Hair done, makeup done. I mean, just really looked nice. And they did the drive-through, so they drove through one tent to the next tent to the next tent, got all their goodies. And there was just so many goodies. I mean, there was a ton of food. And the comment that I've heard was, you know, that was enough to feed 4 to 6 people. And so, really, you felt like you got your money's worth. I mean, it was just a really great event.
And all those that just wasn't sure about this, yes, lost it. Because my opinion and your opinion, I think, are, no, we don't want to do another cruise. We want to go back to our wine bites and brew.
Right, the original event.
Yes.
This one was just the substitute for this year. But
COVID special.
It was definitely... a really great turnout. We did, everyone wore masks, everyone wore gloves. We all complied with CDC guidelines.
Tents were 10 feet apart.
Yeah, everything was really great. And even more so, the atmosphere, you know, the vibe was just really great. People were excited.
They were really
positive. People get there
positive.
Really early.
I think that was a good idea.
Well, they must have watched the weather that we missed.
Yeah, we didn't have a warning until the last second.
Oh, no. So for those of you guys that don't know or didn't hear, there was a sudden microburst that happened in Chino, And, of course, right only over us.
Of course.
No other place. Like, it didn't rain, it didn't hail, but right over us. And it's just, well, now we're called the survivors of Wine Bites
yes,
and Cruise.
We are.
I mean, people were, when it happened really close to the very end, like we said, we only had about two people that had not made it through the line.
It was like at 5:45. We had three cracks in the sky, saw a little lightning. No big deal. Nothing was happening. Then all of a sudden, the rain hit, then the wind, and then it was done and out of
and
the
hail.
Oh, the hail hurts. I didn't know hail hurt.
Well, everyone has, like, you know, their war stories because people were trying to hold down tents. People were trying to really, you know, not let their food fly away. And then after, I think we all just realized, like, you know, we all just need to leave and get out of here.
For sure.
But it was actually, I thought it was a lot of fun because everyone really came together really well, surprisingly. Like
everybody was helping everybody.
When something like that happens, it's either, you know, you're one of the first to get in your car and leave, or you're the one that kind of steps up. And so we had
a lot of step-ups.
Yeah, a lot of people stepped up. You know, whether you're getting, you know, hailed on, nobody had umbrellas because this was just a sudden microburst.
We were hiding behind a little red ATV, and I was still getting pelted in
my
ear.
Everyone was, like, hiding behind, you know, whatever they could find underneath the canopies that
hanging
were already
hanging on to food. That was funny.
Hanging on to food. It was definitely fun. Like, you know, it wasn't what we expected.
And then when we went back today to clean up, and we want to thank Olson's for they were supposed to tell us. I mean, they told us not to come back till Monday for cleanup, but they decided to clean up on Sunday because they thought there was another storm coming. And so we went today, and there was still a lot for us to clean up. All the tents.
All the tents.
My husband's truck is full.
We had to, take bolt cutters and just really go through and cut all those.
So do we need to buy bolt cutters for these events?
I know. They were just so mangled. Everyone's tents, pop-ups, not one survived. Actually, one did survive.
Yeah, yours.
Mine did survive. And the ironic thing for those of you guys out there, I don't like mine. I cheaped out and bought, like, the cheapest pop-up
you could possibly buy.
And it is so hard to put up. It's a struggle. You break a sweat doing it the whole time. It is the worst. And
it's
the one that survived. So it
that was because it was kind of hidden behind the van for
a little bit. Yeah, it was definitely, like I said, we all have survivor stories and
bruises
and everything. And hope to get my car door fixed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She didn't realize that when she opens her door in a humongous wind that it's going to swing the other way.
Oh, yeah. So, so needless to say, there goes my car door.
Oh, and then we both have wet cars inside.
Oh, yeah. Wet cars. Man. Everything was wet.
The rain.
But, you know, at the same time, like, everyone was just, afterwards, we all went some of us went out to eat together, which made it really just fun. Everyone exchanging stories. No one, thank goodness, was badly hurt.
No, there's a couple cuts and bruises.
But nothing major.
It could have been worse.
And for those of you guys that did attend the event, it was fantastic. And we got, I mean, more than half of you guys. We got all of you guys through except for two.
Right.
And that made us feel better.
Yeah, because we were worried that there was a lot of you didn't make it, but then they kept a really good checkoff list up at the registration where you drove in, and everybody drove in not all at once, so that was very nice too. But they kept the checkoff list, and in the end, with everything we had, it was only two that didn't make it through, and we're really, really sorry. Okay, so anyways, but we had a good time, no matter what.
It definitely was a good time. And, you know, if you want to thank everyone that helped us make this possible.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to read a list here just so you know, because I don't want to miss everybody that were the vendors and stuff. Safari Samosa, Superstition Meadery, Insurgent Brewing, Jeff Champ with his Farmers Insurance, with his water, Bonfire, Carrot Cake, Catering by Liz, Essence Kitchen and Bar.
By the way, they did win.
That's what
first
I heard.
Place.
Barely. It was very close, I understand, between Liz and them.
So there was judging. Essence came in first place.
And Jed's for beer?
No.
I mean, not Jed's for beer. Insurgent.
And Superstition Meadery for wine.
Oh, really?
So there's our first place winners for the best wine and show, the best food and show, and the best brewery.
Yeah. But we had Jed's, and we had the Rangers helping us, and Repertory entertaining you. Southwest Wine Center, that's when she said just, no, that's right. I'm sorry, Southwest, but they brought us the wine over. We had Coca-Cola, Scooters, El Paricio, Cat's Artistic. Man, she took a lot of pictures, and she had to save her cameras when everything came through. Bodega Pierce Winery. Goods from the Garden, can't miss them. Better Business Bureau with all the hand sanitizers.
Everyone just really pitched in.
They did. Courier Cares, Olson's, of course.
Absolutely.
Tom's Print and Sign for all our printing. We really appreciate that. And, of course, the Chamber of Commerce and the Chino Valley Lionesses.
Yeah, well, this event would not have been possible with all of these sponsors.
For sure.
We're just lucky to have everyone. And we're lucky that everyone's safe. It's funny that now we can laugh about it and we all have, like, these war stories. We will be having kind of like a little survival party for all the vendors and for everyone. And I think that's a really great gesture.
There's just
going to be a great, just what a great time and what a great event. For those of you that missed it, don't worry. Wine, Bites and Brews will be back next year on
April 24th. It's another Saturday again, but April 24th, probably from 5 to 9 again.
Right, at Olson's Grain in Chino Valley.
Thank you, Olson's.
No problem. Well, thank you, Patty, for being here.
Sure.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or take care of everything online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Now we've reached the segment where you take out your calendars and I let you know what's up and coming. I'm going to have Patty Lindsay give us a little update, too.
Yeah, because we forgot to let you know. There, with Wine Bites and Cruise, there was a birdhouse online auction at harrisauctiononline.com. So you go to the birdhouses. We got quite a few bids going, and that's all money is going to charity also. So birdhouses from all of our different sponsors for this event.
So, yeah, so you've got that. So Harris Auctions, and also now, you know, Sequence and Saddles, called Saddle Up Sunday, sorry. Saddle Up Sunday, Sunday, September 6th. Get your tickets for that. There's four different time sessions for that event. And that is all of our updates that we have. So we'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'd like to say thank you to everyone for joining us, and I'd like to say thank you to my guests, Patty Lindsay and Pam Berry, Horses of the Heart, and Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses. So we'll see you all next time, and thank you all so much. And we'll catch you all next time on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.